Here we are, and here are the stories we're covering this week in the Category5.tv newsroom. Facebook has introduced a new service to help users recover lost passwords. Audio-based hacks are becoming more of a fear as scientists reveal the potential uses. A new pair of electronic glasses autofocus on what you're looking at. 8 years of evidence have been lost by Texas police thanks to ransomware. And see a great deal on the Blackphone 2 on eBay? It's quite likely a counterfeit and will be bricked by the manufacturer. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Now here's another great way you can support the shows you love from the Category5.tv network by shopping at GearBest.
That's right, Jeff. Cat5.tv/GearBest. It's an online store for the geek streak in you.
Or the loved ones.
Well, of course. I mean, especially your loved ones, right? Because Cat5.tv/GearBest, quite frankly, has all of the greatest tech gifts that you could ever hope for at rock-bottom prices.
Do they have cell phones?
You betcha. Cat5.tv/GearBest has a wide assortment of unlocked Android cell phones and tablets.
What about consumer electronics? Those make a great gift.
Absolutely. From high-tech watches to action cameras, headphones, even virtual reality headsets. Cat5.tv/GearBest has you covered. They literally have it all, Jeff. Literally.
Really?
It's like a superstore right from the comfort of your own chair at your computer through the interweb.
Yeah, there's no way they have it all.
It's true.
It's just a bunch of random electronics.
Test me.
What about clothes?
Yep, both men and women, fashionable apparel at rock bottom, super duper prices.
Kind of like this?
Well, look at this coat. What do you think? It's a slimming mock leather jacket.
I love it.
It's available for less than $30 plus free shipping at cat5.tv/gearbest.
All right. You kind of got me there.
Wow. Any other questions for me, Jeff?
Now that the winter has passed, flying season, do they have any good deals on, say, drone copters?
Oh, my goodness. Well, check this out. Dude, they have everything. Check out over 500 various drones. And not only that, they're available marked down by about 30 to up to 63% off the regular price.
Love it. What's the website again?
Well, you're going to find GearBest on our partners' pages for any of your favorite Category 5 TV shows like New Every Day, Category 5 Technology TV, The Pixel Shadow. But of course, if you want to shop absolutely right now and you want to go straight to the site, all you have to do is visit cat5.tv/GearBest.
See, that's easy. Cat5.tv/GearBest.
That's right. Happy shopping.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories for the week of February 1st, 2017. Facebook has unveiled a new service that remedies one of the biggest headaches facing online users today, the forgotten password. Facebook now offers a service that allows users who lose their GitHub login credentials to securely regain access to their accounts. The process takes only seconds and uses a handful of clicks over encrypted HTTPS web links to set it up. Facebook users create a GitHub recovery token in advance and save it with their Facebook account. In the event they lose their GitHub login credentials, they can re-authenticate to Facebook and request the tokens be sent to GitHub with a time-stamped signature. The token is encrypted, so Facebook can't read any of the personal information it stores. After the request is sent, the GitHub account is restored. With the exception of Facebook's assertion that the person recovering the GitHub account is the same person who saved the token, Facebook and GitHub don't share any personal information about the user. The service is designed to eliminate the hassle and significant insecurity found in most account recovery systems that exist now. One common recovery method involves answering security questions. Many of the questions, for instance, what is your favorite sport and what is your favorite pizza topping, is asked by United Airlines, and they're easily guessed. That leaves people susceptible to account takeovers. Other methods, such as delivering security tokens by email or SMS text message, lack the kind of end-to-end encryption that's increasingly expected for secure communications. Unlike a compromised email account, which can often be used to gain access to dozens of online accounts controlled by the owner, the Facebook service can be rate limited. In the event a Facebook account is hijacked, the rate limiting can be used to prevent an attacker from accessing the third-party accounts all at once. That feature could prove useful in the future should the service be adopted by a large number of other third-party services. For now, the service is available only for GitHub, but Facebook hopes other third-party sites will start using it eventually. That's cool. I could probably use a little help or security in the back of my mind that if I forget my password, somebody's got my back.
That's why you have a notepad, though. For
I sort of have a post-it note in my wallet that has every single
that's
password.
Sticky on the bottom of your monitor.
Every single
yes.
password.
Oh boy!
And it fell out of my wallet once, and I like literally like it was like I had dropped like some precious thing. I was like, oh, my passwords!
Oh my goodness!
Kind of yikes, scary. Yikes.
If you steal my stuff, you got all my stuff. All right. On episode 439, Jeff unveiled a potential hack on Google Now. Sorry, I have to pause this for a second, Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So, do you have anything to say?
I don't know what you're referring to.
I don't know. Sasha, remember that Google Now story? That you... Like, you see this once a week.
Yeah, I was like, Sasha, remember that? You remember the story. And you, okay, Google. And I was like, you're the one who does the news, and it was Jeff.
That's right.
Jeff had the news that week.
Nice. That's right.
See, it's just because I take for granted that you are here every week for the news now.
Right, except for episode 439, where Jeff unveiled a potential hack. Not me. I did the Ford pitcher into broccoli to chocolate. I did that news story.
You did do that.
Okay. This one I did not do. Okay. And scientists are now claiming that not only can Google Now be compromised, but machine learning interfaces like Amazon's Alexa can easily be hacked through bogus voice commands. We've talked about Alexa buying dollhouses and joked that we could say something on the show to command your Amazon Echo to order products from our store, but this is no laughing matter. Researchers say it's not an unlikely scenario. They say not only can attackers issue mal audio voice commands to any AI listening device that is in audible range, but they can do it using hidden voice commands. Those are commands that might not even be noticed by the user. Nicholas Carlini and Pratush Mirsha of University of California, Berkeley, who wrote a new paper on the subject along with some other academics, don't specifically target or mention Amazon's Alexa, but they do claim their test attacks work against Google Now's speech recognition system and that their voice commands are likely to work with any modern voice recognition system. That would include smartphones. We show that adversaries with significant knowledge of the speech recognition system can construct hidden voice commands, they write in their paper. And they could be commands that humans cannot understand at all. The voice channel is the vector for attack. Carlini recently said that one big potential problem area could be in the texting of premium SMS numbers. He explains that the command, okay, Google Now, text, and then a number, followed by a special rate number, could get costly for the interface owner. He said that this could become an even bigger near-future problem as AI banking becomes prevalent. An example could be, okay, Google Now, pay Sasha $100. Carlini says the problem arises not in an individual spoofing the voice recognition, such as a thief walking by and spouting a command. In that case, the device owner could simply cancel the command. The problem is in professional hacking cases where the sounds that are created seem like noise to the human ear but are speech for the device. The device hears the garbage as real commands, and the device owner isn't aware of the attack. Results could be drastic. Posting a user's location on Twitter, for example, could be performed by the hack. That could conceivably be as serious as the loss of money for some. Opening a web page loaded with malware is another example the researchers use. If you'd like to hear an audio sample of what this type of attack might sound like, check out the Category5.tv newsroom episode 439, which was Jeff Weston.
Do we have to worry about the sample now? So it's like the sample is going to make you donate. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, as soon as you just turn off OK Google Now when you're watching it.
It is. Okay. It's very scary because really, if you're walking around with, say, your smartphone, people do it all the time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
How would you know? Because you walk past things that are noisy and you just tune them out. It's not like you hear acutely everything, right?
Yeah, and I wonder how much noise can be, like ambient noise can be in the room or whatever. Because you think about a busy, merchant or something where, you know, there is advertising and things like that. Yeah. And there are audio ads. Mm-hmm. What's to stop them from placing something seemingly benign, but actually, you know, tricking your phone into doing something?
Well, it's really interesting because, like, at first I thought, because I know I'm an Apple user. I'm sorry, guys. I know Android users out there. But I know with iOS, whenever you use Siri, you can calibrate your voice. So it's only like if you say, hey, Siri.
So it only recognizes you, essentially?
Yeah. So then you say, hey, Siri, so many. Shoot, sorry. That was actually on.
Okay.
It worked.
What did we just buy? Did we just put $100 into our account?
Pay Sasha $100.
Great. Nice. Not again. No, but really, so I'm like, I'm wondering if that's another way to combat that. So, like, if you add more, because, again, voice-activated technology is becoming so prevalent in our lives. Mm-hmm. So, and there's all these new little activities that hackers can do. So, again, if you're listening to the radio or a podcast and have this little garbled audio come in, like if there's an easy way to just add another layer of voice security by only recognizing like your voice.
How accurate can that be, though?
Can imitate voices very easily, I would say.
Well, yeah, you see all these imitators like online and on YouTube,
But is it in the intonation? Is it in the pronunciation? Is it in the accent?
Exactly, because it's just waveform. If you think about it, it sounds just waves.
See, I'm gonna like bright side this up a little bit. I feel like I would like there to be an automatic hack in places like movie theaters or like the clinic I work in where there's a no cell phone policy, where it just automatically plays every once in a while like an OK Google Now, shut off my phone.
And then
everybody in the theater, their phone gets turned Google. Off.
Airplane mode on. Darn it.
Why isn't
Rats.
The phone working?
Yes, oh no.
Be good in hospitals and airplanes and such.
Airplanes.
Right, where it just comes over.
Where they still claim that the phone is going to interfere.
I don't know, I sort of believe that. Gas stations, your phone can't be on in a gas station. Or you can't be on your phone in a gas station. I don't know
why. It's an electronic device. It's like
static.
Something might happen.
Yeah.
Not good with fuel.
Not really.
All right. They're not very pretty, but prototype eyeglasses from the University of Utah students could make progressive lenses obsolete for older people. Using electronically activated lenses and infrared distance meters, they can focus automatically on whatever you're looking at, whether it's far or close up. Once perfected, the device could eliminate the need for multiple pairs of reading glasses.
I'm sorry.
What's that?
Just all of a sudden, near? Far? It just happened. I couldn't
Rover
help.
Would
just,
wear these glasses.
Just amazing.
Just couldn't.
Sponsor.
Okay. Age-related far or nearsightedness happens with the lenses in your eye can no longer change focus between objects. This is known as presbyopia.
I'm impressed. That's not in the script.
That's not in the script.
So smarticle.
So Robbie said that he actually took that out of the script.
I actually did. When I was writing the story, I removed that from the story because I thought, that's a hard one to pronounce.
Sasha added it just because she knew.
She's just showing off, folks.
Presbyopia.
Yeah.
As a result, many people between their 40s and 50s have to wear progressive lens eyeglasses divided into small focal zones depending on object distance. One company called Deep Optics has pursued an auto-focusing solution using see-through liquid crystal lenses, but is still working on a practical prototype. Google is also working on an autofocus contact lens with startup Novartis, but recently said that it wouldn't be testing them anytime soon. To make the lenses adjustable, the University of Utah team placed glycerin, a thick, clear liquid within membranes on the front and back. The chunky frame, meanwhile, holds electronics, a battery, and an infrared distance meter. When you look at something, the meter gauges the distance and sends a signal to the mechanical actuator on the rear membrane.
Wow.
Within 14 milliseconds, which is actually quite quick, it switches focus from one object to another, giving you clear vision without the need to look up or down. The next part of the story is my favorite. Users can upload their prescriptions to the glasses by pairing them with a smartphone over Bluetooth.
What?
That means that in theory, you could keep the same pair of glasses forever, even if your eyesight changes. Yay, my budget.
No, these are actually $10,000 glasses, guaranteed.
Never have to buy again.
That's right. You would need to recharge them like a smartphone, but that could be less of a hassle than packing multiple pairs around. That's true.
Yeah, you know.
I like the idea. You just have to pick like one pair of glasses. Clearly the prototype glasses are not really my style, but if
not
I
really?
Could find a pair of glasses...
Yeah.
Those ones are a little thick rimmed for me.
For Annette.
Just a bit. Anyway, the current prototype debuted at CES earlier this month. The goal now is to make the whole package smaller and lighter via some serious miniaturization. The team has created a startup company to commercialize the smart glasses and hopefully get them on the market in as little as 3 years. That should be enough time before my eyesight actually starts to fail due to age. So this could be a real thing for me. Yes. Okay. On to some more serious news. Police in Texas have lost evidence going back 8 years in a ransomware attack. Cockrell Hill, Texas, has a population of just over 4,000, and their police force has lost 8 years of evidence when a departmental server was compromised by ransomware. In a public statement, the department said the malware had been introduced to the department's systems through email. Specifically, it arrived from a cloned email address imitating a department-issued email address. And after taking root, requested 4 Bitcoin in ransom worth about $3,600 today, or nearly $4,000 as the department puts it. It was at this point that their backup procedures were tested and found to have failed to account for the mischief. When the recovery was attempted, they realized they had only managed to back up the encrypted files. The police then spoke to the FBI, and upon consultation with them, it was determined that there was no guarantee that the decryption file would actually be provided. Therefore, the decision was made not to go forward with the Bitcoin transfer and to simply isolate and wipe the virus from the servers.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. Does that mean that the people in that town, now that there is no evidence,
we're free.
Freedom.
Get out of jail free card.
No, I don't know about that. But
what happens at this point?
Well, I guess it's weird because you'd think that they would like separate it from a networked. Like I wouldn't want files like that to be able to be accessible over a network. That's a thing. I'd want it. I want like a defined wall, like a plug.
Well, you would think, but in a small town, how many was it?
4,000.
4,000 people. This is a very small town, folks. So
yeah.
You think about that and figure they probably don't have air-gapped systems backing up their data and things like just plain and simple. So what it boils down to is understanding how these kinds of ransomware can infiltrate not only your main files, but your backup. So what it sounds like to me is that you know, they've been smart. They've got a backup. They've got a drive connected to the server that every day backs up any files, right? So what happens when that server then gets infected with malware that encrypts the files is the backup that day then overwrites all the files on the backup with the encrypted versions.
Right.
So the two things that you can really do in a not in that situation, but to prevent that situation for your business, for your home, is one, rotate your drives. Always take that drive, unplug it, plug in the next drive, and allow that backup to only overwrite this drive. And once you've confirmed that everything's cool, hunky-dory, for the next time you're going to switch, then you can switch your drives back. So you've always got a drive that is, you know, say a week old or something like that, that you can take off-site, and it's safe. It's air-gapped.
Right. I mean, and as long as you find out that there is a problem within that time frame, you're okay.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. But better than that still is to set up what I call an untouchable backup. And what that is something that is, it's connected or it's accessible, but it is not accessible by a virus or a network computer.
How
so
would you, How would you do that?
Well, there's a couple different ways. Mm-hmm. First of all, there's cloud storage that will keep incremental backups in such a way that you can go back in time.
Okay.
There are other solutions such as RDIF backup, mm-hmm. which runs on a Linux server and will create a backup and then increment it every day. And it only saves the bit-for-bit changes that have occurred since the last backup.
Huh.
So if something happened today that encrypted all my files and then my RDIF backup happened, it mm-hmm. would write to the drive just those changes. Huh. So then I could say to RDIF backup, okay, restore from yesterday's backup, and it will discard all those changes and give me back my files.
That's interesting. That's good to know.
That kind of thing is very helpful as well.
Certainly hope that that small town in Texas is watching this show right now.
It's too late for you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Nice.
But it's not too late for you, and that's why we wanted to just take a moment and explain a couple of ways that you can prevent this kind of thing. And you can't say to them, oh, you did a bad job. Because this is fairly typical, especially of a small... Like, this is 4,000 people in the entire community.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you hear about much, much larger companies that are getting hacked by this type of exploit.
Oh, yeah, and corporations and everything, right? And governments and things like that, too.
Governments
right?
is a scary thing.
Knock on wood.
transit systems and...
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, it's scary stuff. So that's how to keep yourself protected. All right. Another one. The makers of the Black Phone 2 warned would-be customers to stay away from eBay. Silent Circle, the company behind the privacy-focused smartphone with encrypted voice services, issued an alert about purchasing devices from unauthorized resellers. Now that alert has turned into action with the latest update to Silent OS, the Android-based operating system built for the Black Phone. Silent OS 3.0.8 will disable phones that were not purchased through Silent Circle's approved channels. Silent Circle claims the phones to be counterfeit. These knockoffs could be manufactured by the company's contract manufacturer beyond Silent Circle's production runs or by another manufacturer who has cloned the device. Numerous sellers on eBay are offering new and real Black Phone to devices for less than Silent Circle's authorized sellers. In some cases, the difference in price is over $100. Of course, they're not new and they're not real. These phones are sold without a license to use the service embedded in the Silent OS. While Silent Circle sells its phones directly in North America, it sells through partners in Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. In a statement, Silent Circle said, it's imperative for consumers and companies to work directly with authorized sales partners when purchasing the Black Phone 2. We invite people to check with us prior to purchasing so that we can help them be sure they're securing an authorized phone to ensure they get the software and services that come with it.
You know, they're not alone. We hear about iPhones as another one that are being sold as counterfeits.
Oh, yeah.
And so, truth be told, I mean, people are really susceptible to this because they are really just looking for, like, a hot deal, right?
Sure.
As a consumer, they look legit. Like, some of these counterfeit things, like, even counterfeit purses and watches and, you know, iPhones and everything, they look like the real thing. And they could be even manufactured at the same sort of company.
Yeah.
In the same factory.
Factories are hired to manufacture these devices. So they sign contracts that say, you know, it's non-disclosure and we're not going to do any of that. Mm-hmm. But they do.
Right.
And so it may be an exact duplicate, or they may have used some knockoff parts to keep the cost down, and then they've created something very, very similar. It looks the same. It behaves the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same. Which actually leads me to worry that this bricking update...
Yeah.
What if it's
That's
close,
aggressive.
Right? What if it's really going to target people who actually think they have the real thing?
They're going to learn
like
the
shock.
Hard way.
It's going to be a big shock.
Right, exactly. Because they're like, oh, yeah, no problem. This doesn't affect me. I have a legit one.
Yeah.
Not in any way thinking that their phone is all of a sudden going to.
And you'd think that's a bad thing for a manufacturer to do, to brick intentionally users' phones. But remember, Samsung phones exploded.
Yeah, exactly.
Not
going to be. Truth be told, this is a really aggressive move, but it's a smart move at this point, I guess. because
it's a way for them to stop this kind of counterfeiting at its current level,
right?
But it's also alerting those manufacturers to their capability of doing this, so they can then, I would think, would work around it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
A future iteration.
Well, the truth is, what would happen to this Silent Circle, what would happen to their name if all of these counterfeit phones all of a sudden were used for some, you know, bad reason?
Oh, like, sure, right? Yeah. It's encrypted voice calling. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's a smart move. It's just aggressive.
Yeah, it's a hard thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, a phone is a phone, and you think that the software that's on it is the phone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If I bought a computer that had Microsoft Windows on it and found out, or didn't find out, that it was actually pirated the copy of Windows, and Microsoft pushed out an update that killed my computer, bricked it, in the case of a phone, it may be really, really difficult to get it up and running again.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, is it fair for a software vendor to do that? In this case, a hardware vendor?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing.
I'm quite attached to my phone. If all of a sudden I ran a software update that rendered it useless. Like, I literally use my phone for everything. I would get anxious.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
I know. But these are now, if we've bought this phone, we're obviously privacy and security minded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we want to get our latest updates. We want to be updating our phone and making sure we get the latest security patches. What's this going to do to my mindset if I think it might not be safe for me to update?
I certainly hope that there's a warning before the update that says,
your phone is counterfeit.
Yeah. Contact to make sure that this is an authorized version of the phone before this update. Right?
Maybe.
Because then, at least say if it isn't, right? Maybe you can transfer you could buy a real phone, a authorized phone, and then transfer any contacts and data.
There you go.
Before doing the update. That's what to do. Call the company.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. For the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.